All right, I'm with Rich Sutter of the legendary Sutter family today, and I'm honored and privileged to speak to you. I'm looking to learn from your perspective on coaching, Rich. You've been around the game a long time, have a son playing a high level. You've seen it as a player, coach, TV analyst, father, brother. How do you approach coaching kids?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you've really got to get down to their level. I think that's the biggest problem we have in the game now is that we have a lot of guys out there that have a lot of knowledge and they like to get out there and do their thing. But there's, I think the thing that can go missing at times is you got to get down to the kids' level. You got to get down maybe to their mindset a little bit, and then bring themselves up to where you can bring them along to your level. And I found the biggest way to do it is you have to spend time with these kids. You have to communicate with these kids, and you have to show them that you genuinely enjoy being with them. And you can't be standoffish. You got to get right down and get involved with them.
So would you say that a lot of times coaches overcomplicate it then in terms of trying to bring too much, perhaps, what they've seen on TV in an NHL game, bringing that to a 7 or 8 year old team, for example?
Absolutely. I think for sure, and I've seen that happen lots of times. And what I've done to really teach myself and to learn from myself is to be able to coach and work with kids at all different levels, but to understand that don't give them something that they don't understand. You know, You got to keep it simple for them, and you have to bring them along. And as they get that, then you keep adding to it. And I think their mind becomes an easier thought process of how to figure this out, what we're trying to accomplish, because you can't give them drills and give them opportunities or practice plans that they're not capable of doing. So you have to get back down to their level.
That could be a good lead into my next question. What do you think's missing from a typical hockey practice? If that's maybe there's too much in it, what's missing? What would a great minor hockey practice include?
Really getting the kids involved. Making sure that there's proper drills for them, that they're all involved. I don't like kids standing around, even though there is going to be some standing around practices. But I also think it's a lots of flow. I really think it's important that kids have pucks in practice to help develop their skill set and to help them along, because it's not a lot of fun when you're standing there and not having a puck. It's not a lot of fun in a game when you're having to chase the puck. And so it teaches them to have control. To have better control with the puck and able to keep the game going in a flow where they can give the puck to each other as teammates, and it's a lot more fun to have the puck than to be chasing it.
Nice. Great. So we all know you guys grew up in a prairie farm in a house full of brothers playing the game. You mentioned to me last summer that your dad didn't really play the game. You must have had a lot of self-determination and fortitude to push your game to the next level. What can you share with our followers as to what it takes to control your own future in the game rather than pointing fingers of why something's not working?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you can only control so much in the game now, Nate. Your fate is so much in someone else's hands, and we spoke about that a little bit earlier. It's just the biggest thing is what you control is your preparation. What you control is how you carry yourself. What you control is do the things well that you're good at, and with an eagerness to continue to want to improve on the things that you're not so strong at. But you got to show that enthusiasm. You got to show that you're a team guy. And sometimes you just got to bite your tongue and just go about doing your business. And hopefully you get the right coach, find the right people that will give you the opportunity, and then just you move it along.
Gotcha. Thanks. We know you missed the birth of your granddaughter for being with us at the West Coast Hockey Prep Camp here. We're honored and humbled by that and feel badly. Can you share with us what it means to you to give back to the game? Obviously, you're making a big sacrifice even being here with us, but how important is it to you to be able to give back?
I think it's very important. I don't think there's enough people in our game that do give back. We've been taught that from a long line and lineage of how we do things with our family. We're very fortunate to be where we're at today and the things that we do have in our lives. We've tried to pass that message along to our own kids, and now we're starting to see them get involved. It's really important for us to be involved and help out with that. And it didn't come easy for us. to have what we have and to have the success we have had as a family. We realize how fortunate we are. And the thing is, to want to do these things, first of all, it's just not that you give back. You got to want to give back yourself first and foremost. It's got to be in your heart. And you got to have some emotion to take care of and help kids out nowadays. And we and I especially enjoy doing that.
I've learned from you. I believe you. I see that in you. And we're just so grateful to have had your help here over the last couple of summers. If you don't mind me asking, last summer you mentioned the car accident that you had working for while you were working for the Phoenix Coyotes. Just wondering if and how that experience impacted you in terms of your life approach, approach to, you know, the game, not taking things for granted. Do you have any comment on that?
You know, I think what it's done is it changed my life in a lot of ways. It was hard. I saw probably not up front until I was actually told by my own family how it was affecting us as a family. And that wasn't something that you see or saw coming. And it was hurtful, not to me, but maybe to my family. And it made me really try and grab a hold of myself with help from others to understand what I was going through and how we were going to get through this. I mean, there was months, weeks, nights on end where it was a real struggle. And it gave me a whole different perspective about to appreciate what you have every day, to appreciate your family, to appreciate the opportunities you have to go and do things like why I'm here this week. And it made me sit back and think, you know, when I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it with my heart, with my emotions tied to it. Because if you don't, you don't know what happened tomorrow. So it's important to me to really share that with the kids and come out and do the things and do it right.
Wow. Well, we appreciate all that you've done. Yeah, that's heavy. We'll end on a note here. A lot of people like to talk about how much the game has changed. Yep. But then sometimes we look at it and think it's still a bunch of kids or men or girls or women chasing a puck. What to you hasn't changed about the game in the last, say, 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, the biggest thing, and it's kind of funny, when I worked in Phoenix, you know, playing against a guy like Wayne Gretzky for so many years and so many shifts, you learn to appreciate the skill set of these kids today. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, they're better players. You know, I believe that my son Lucas was a better player than I ever was. My other nephews are better players than their uncles or dads ever were. That part of the game has changed. But the biggest thing I think that hasn't changed is that it's still a little boy's game. And you have to play like that. And Wayne always said that to me. He goes, you would see him get so frustrated some nights behind the bench or in his office after the game. But at the end of the day, he says, if you can't play this game with emotion, wear it on your sleeve. And he says, it's still a little boy's game. You still have to play it like a little boy's game, even though the stakes are high at those levels. But I think that's the biggest thing. That's the thing that hasn't changed, that you still have to really have fun about it. And I think when you do that, you see a much better group of people in the locker rooms, around each other, easier to play with. And it's a tough sport. It's a tougher sport than it ever was. And I don't mean fighting tough, or it's just a tougher sport to get into, to be successful with. And you have to be darn good at it, and you also have to be very, very committed to it.
Rich, well said. As always, I've learned a lot just speaking to you, and thanks again for your time, not only on this podcast, but just for being here with us this week.
You know, Nate, I love coming out. I hope you guys will always have me back as long as I can make it back. It's all about just not coming and enjoying this part of the world. It's so beautiful out here, but it's also coming and being with the people, and that's what I really enjoy.
Awesome.
You bet. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you bet. It is. I mean,